Amy Byers with Middle Tennessee Electric. The Big Lineman Rodeo coming up this weekend, starting on Friday at the Williams Family Farm Medical Center Parkway at I-24.
If anybody has gone down Medical Center recently and seen the Williams and Family Farms and noticed a ton of poles going up and thought, what in the world? That's the location of our rodeos. That's the Tennessee Valley Lineman Rodeo, and Middle Tennessee Electric is sponsoring it. And Tennessee Valley Lineman Rodeo brings linemen in from all across the Tennessee Valley to compete in their craft. And they have certain tasks they have to do, and they are judged by how well they do them. They're judged by their time. But most importantly, they're judged by safety. If they do anything that is not the safest way to do that, they'll get a lot of points deducted. So it's really about knowing their craft, doing what they do, and doing it the best they can do. And Middle Tennessee Electric's linemen, they always perform so well at these events. They bring home a lot of awards, and we're excited for it to be here in our hometown so we can go and cheer them on, and would invite everybody to do the same. It is a free event. So come out there. There's going to be a kids zone area, so it's going to be a great thing for your kids to do. If you've got kids in high school that are thinking, you know, I'm not really sure what I want to do when I graduate, this is a great occupation. Bring them out there. Let them see what's going on. It's a dangerous job, but if they're safe and they do what they're supposed to do, then, you know, it also is a very rewarding and fulfilling job.
It is wild to see all those utility poles they set up for this event on Medical Center Parkway near I-24. I don't know if there's like 50 of them out there or 100. There's a lot, though.
There is. There is a lot of them going out there, and it starts on Friday. Competition will begin in the afternoon on Friday, so it'll start around 1:30. And then on Saturday, it starts at 7 a.m., and it will go on all day. So on Friday, we have the senior events that will be going on in the afternoon. And then on Saturday, it's the apprentices and the team events. It's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely make plans to be out there. You'll see a lot of the MT employees out there volunteering and working the event. And then come and cheer on your team. Everybody's team should be Middle Tennessee Electric on Friday and Saturday. So, and these are the same guys that when the power goes out, they go out. Come see them doing what they're doing. And the great thing about it is when you see them out there on the street, they're in the buckets. You know, they're fixing the poles in the buckets. Well, in this situation, they are climbing the poles. And you don't often see them doing their work climbing the poles. But that is certainly something that happens at this event. So it makes it really interesting to watch them. I mean, I see them and I'm like, I cannot believe how fast they can get up those poles. But they put on their little hooks on their boots and they just climb right up there. So certainly something to see.
You're right. How fast they're able to climb up those poles. And do they really use those spikes? I know they used to years ago all the time, but
right. Do
they use those whenever they go to like hurricane damaged areas and there's no way to get a truck up close to some of those poles?
Yes. And they actually use them. There are certain areas here that they have to use them. You know, when we have big storms that are knocking down poles that are where you can't get trucks, or maybe it's too muddy to pull the trucks in, or, you know, if it's been tornado damage where trees have been blown down, I mean, you know, you just can't get the trucks in there. So this is a skill that they have to keep up with because you never know when you're going to have to use it.
We just got a text asking, what do they do when they have to climb one of those aluminum or metal poles when they can't get the truck up close?
Well, usually the aluminum and the metal poles are going to be where they can. You know, when you see those aluminum and the metal poles, they're on a major thoroughfare. They're on a street. So, you know, typically the situation would be where they would be able to get to those from the bucket truck, because those are not going to be in the areas where, you know, a lot of times these poles are going to be in older areas. They're going to be in areas that you're taking from the street and you're going back a few poles to reach a home. They're going to be that kind of situation. Or in the older area of Murfreesboro, we don't have too many now, but we used to have the service wire poles in the back of the houses, kind of in alleyways or back behind the houses. You know, now we try to bring those out and put them on the street. But the aluminum poles are going to be on main thoroughfares. You're not going to have too many trees. And 9 times out of 10, if a tornado comes through, those poles are going to be laying on the ground anyway. So they're going to be starting from scratch.
That makes sense. Yeah, it'd be kind of hard to climb those metal poles
with
shoes.
Yeah.
Amy Byers with Middle Tennessee Electric. And again, the big Lineman Rodeo coming up this weekend, starting on Friday.
Friday and Saturday
at the Williams Family Farm Medical Center Parkway at I-24.
That's right. And you won't be able to miss it. I mean, I've seen some posts on Facebook going, what are all these polls going up for? So I know people are seeing it.
That's right. Well, Amy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.